Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Patrick Waugh from the Colorado Avalanche, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Arias.
No tournament to pizza, and it just blew up in my face. I can't say bomb in Philadelphia, I know that, but this is even worse. So I always throw you under the bus because it was a stupid bike ride. That's how you lost all your weight. You could have eaten ice cream. It doesn't matter that it's pizza.
And I thought you were going to go with money. It was weight. Wow, way to go. Congrats. The story took quite the turn.
I lost the money today.
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. And now you have a new best friend.
Yes.
I got two best friends.
Oh, well,
Johnny hasn't said that yet.
Yeah, I have yet to confirm that.
Damn it.
Oh my God, finding a fellow cyclist. Yeah. It's very exciting. And we got I did Ragbri this past July, and comparing that to Survivor, it's 500 miles across the state of Iowa in 7 days, and compared that to Survivor, and I think the Ragbri was a little rougher on some levels.
Can I be honest with you? I don't want to drive in a car 500 miles.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not with you.
That's why I have a limo.
I don't want to go.
My husband and I are driving back from going cross country, and we hit the Georgia border, and he goes, "We have 80 miles in Georgia." He says, "Go get your bike. This is your normal ride."
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's why I want to do the Ragnar Relay from Miami to Key West.
Yeah,
you leapfrog with like six buddies in a van, and you know, you run, and then someone else jumps in.
I would do that.
So yeah, it's like
I'll drive the van.
24 hours. Just keep.
Well, there will be some driving of the van. Actually, my friends did something similar. They did ride from Miami to Key West.
Yeah.
But then they took a vehicle back. They rented a vehicle and took all the bikes back. So.
Nice.
Did you guys ride back?
No, I run a car.
Yeah, I rode
one away.
Yeah, same deal.
Here in New York was like 1,300 miles.
Yeah, so apparently that's the Florida thing. That's
this is one way state.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I've heard. not according to my good friend Johnny Bananas.
Not touching nothing. Not saying nothing.
Hey, speaking of which, Johnny Bananas will be joining me tomorrow night. So tonight I'm at Hogan's Hangout.
Yes.
We're watching Survivor. General admission starts VIP starts at 6:30. General admission 7:30. Go to SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. Joining us, we're watching Survivor season 45. The new episode tonight. Doing trivia throughout. We have the meet and greet and all that. It's amazing. Tomorrow night, I am back at Hogan's Hangout. It's myself, Johnny Bananas from The Challenge. He's been on 23 seasons of The Challenge. He's won 7 times. He's also a co-star, not star, co-star of Ease, House of Villains. I will also be joined by the number one guy in the group, Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules.
Wow.
He will be there. And for those of you that watched House of Villains last episode, I sabotaged him. And he didn't know that I sabotaged it because, like, on the show, so I had the opportunity to sabotage. He was blindfolded. He didn't see. And I sabotaged. And then afterwards, he does a confessional. And they're like, production, they go. And the cool thing about House of Villains is a lot of fourth wall stuff. And so production goes, do you think Johnny Fairplay sabotaged you? He goes, no, Johnny Fairplay didn't sabotage me. And then production goes, you know that's what he's known for, right?
Right.
And he's like, did Johnny Fairplay sabotage me? And they're like, well, I don't know. And so he goes, hey, the way we do this on Bravo and the way we do this on Vanderpump Rules, we're like real men. So you go face-to-face, eye-to-eye, you ask someone, and they tell you the truth. And they're like, all right, well, go do it. So he goes down, he sits for something, he's like, hey. And he's face to face, eye to eye. He goes, did you sabotage? I go, no. Let's drink. And he's like, yes. And then they go to confessional meeting. I'm like, yes, I sabotaged him. And then I called him an idiot. Oh my God, it was the worst. So we're doing a viewing party in Boston last week. Like we're taking the show all over the country. So we're in Boston and we're live. And I'm just like, and they sent us the episode beforehand. I'm just like, hey, did you watch the episode? He goes, no, I don't watch my show. I'm like, I never watch Vanderpump Rules. I just don't watch myself. And I'm like, well, you should probably check this out. He goes, no, 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 it's fine. So he sent like 6 apologies via text. And he's like, dude, it's TV. Who cares? And then he gets there and just like you know, like before the show, I'm just like, do you watch? He goes, no, I don't watch. And I'm like, I just want you to know I'm sorry. He goes, dude, it's fine. It's TV. Who cares? So anyway, so he watches the episode. He goes, I thought you were apologizing for not winning the reward. You sabotaged me, and then you lied, and then you called me an idiot. He threw a ketchup bottle at me.
Thought he was Connor. Yeah, it was a Conor McGregor throw.
But he'll still be here tomorrow night, and we'll still be in Charlotte, North Carolina next week. Same deal. I'm doing Survivor one night at Protagonist Beer in Loso, Charlotte. The next night, me and Jax doing a Survivor viewing party. The next week, we're in Charlotte, Chicago. And then the following week, I'm in Miami, which is pretty close to here. It's me and Shake and Corinne. And Jax won't be at that because Jax has vowed if he sees Shake in public, he'll go back to jail. Uh-huh. That is a fact. And then the following week, I am in, Cincinnati. And so we're taking a week off for Thanksgiving. And then the following week, Cincinnati at the Pitch in Cincinnati. So tickets available for all the Survivor stuff at SurvivorTix.com. For all the villain House of Villain stuff at VillainTix.com. Peek behind the curtain. They all take you to the same website.
Gas up the limo. We're headed to Miami in a couple weeks.
Just
so you know. And on the flyer, it says that some secret guests will be there. Can you call your mentor and see if he'll be there tonight or tomorrow?
Terry?
Yeah.
I think Hogan should be around. And
I
have to jump in a little bit here.
Oh, yeah. Please.
I want to jump in on what Johnny was talking about. So, me, a survivor, and that's my mindset, watching House of Villains, and I'm watching my friend on House of Villains. I'm watching Johnny Bananas, who is a challenge person, same type of mindset, and I call him up the next day after I watch the first episode. I'm like, what is wrong with these people? They don't know how to play a game with you know, getting alliances and getting, you know, trying to come up with strategies. And I'm like, he's like, I know. He's saying to me, I know. And I'm like, oh my God, what is, it's really interesting watching him on House of Villains, Johnny on House of Villains and Johnny Bananas and Omarosa, people that play games that I'm used to play against people that
none of these people know.
Right.
Like,
and
no one did their research. Yeah. I mean, I did my research. I pretty much guessed everyone that was going to be in the house, and even still, we got our phones at 10 o'clock at night. So to call your family. I'm just Googling all these people. I'm just I'm watching YouTube videos. I'm just all right, what are you known for? What is your weakness? How can I exploit that?
So Randy always says that if he got on Survivor, he would win. He has an audition tape that he submitted years ago. You're going out to hang out with my boy, Terry, otherwise known as Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
He had an entry submission tape for Survivor with Macho Man Randy Savage in the gym. Randy was bench pressing, I think it was 10-pound plates on each side of a bar.
No,
so
five pounds.
Five on each side?
Yeah.
So 55 pounds of weight, and he's struggling with it. And then you see these hands come down and lift it up off of his chest. And it pans out, and it's Macho Man telling them to put his boy, Randy Harris, on the next Survivor.
They don't like that.
That's what I figured.
They don't like that.
I'm going to tell you right here and now what you need to do. Okay?
Not that. Yeah, they don't like it. They so many people come up, they're like, Johnny, can you, people get cameos, and please do get cameo.com/JohnnyFairplay, no H in Johnny.
And
I appreciate it, I will tell you if you ask me in your cameo, what to tell you how to get on. I will explain that. I'm not going to do that today. But they do not want.
I always figured that.
No,
they want you.
Yeah. Right. When they picked me, I'll tell you this. They did not pick me because I was this great swimmer or this, that, and the other thing. They picked me because I sent an audition tape in that I didn't even want, wasn't even serious about, and I was playing. I used to be in charge of 200 lifeguards, male, female, all different, mostly young, college, all different ages. They said, we saw you playing with all these ages and guys and girls. That's what we liked.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to see. We could care less what you could do. You need to get something about your personality that people want to see. What is it about you? Are you kind? Are you curious? Are you a good builder? Are you, and I was going in there. I was not going to be your traditional female. I was going to be a provider. I was going to, see me sitting at camp while people go out No, that's not this girl. So, you know, I went in there saying, I'm going to freaking make fire, and I'm making it without Flint. You don't know how many knives I've lost, though. I've been stopped by police in the airports. I have been.
Oh, yeah. She loves carrying knives.
My knives and my
She's like a ninja.
My husband keeps saying to me, now, did you take all your knives out of your bags?
Yes.
And I'm like, no.
Forget her. Her husband's over there. He's not going to chat with you, I assure you. He buys her knives all the time because he has to replace all the knives she loses and gets taken from her.
So what year was that, Randy, that you submitted that audition tape?
90-something.
Still in VHS,
okay,
well, right?
They don't go back and watch those. So if you want to, you got to make a new one.
All right.
And hey, for the record, there's a thing on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not watching tapes.
Okay. Like, it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Okay. Well, you can resubmit.
I got to cut Macho out.
Well, I mean, like, honestly, if I'm casting, you got Macho Man.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I would leave.
So here's the deal. We're talking to bring it full circle. It's some nerds casting right now. Okay, like Lynn's filming you. That's who found me. She's great. You know, she found great looking people, real people. She's awesome. There's some nerds casting right now, and they're casting nerds. Okay, because they're just like, hey, right. They're like me. They'd be perfect. I'm like, would you be perfect? Because I'm pretty sure you wouldn't. So, but here's what the good thing about this season is. Because I pray to Macedonian Jesus and the Survivor gods that there's no more quits and they're all done. God. But here's what I hope has happened from who's the first girl that went?
Hannah.
Okay, from this almost hot chick Hannah. She's almost. Okay, from the almost hot chick Hannah.
I'm not body shaming.
I'm just saying she's almost.
We are good friends.
All fairness, we call him almost hot Steve. So
yeah, there you go.
It's fair. We're equal.
You know what, Steve? I beg to differ. Brandon, who should not have been there. Like I was telling Jan earlier. I do a podcast at Reality After Show with Johnny Fairplay. And I'm literally watching the show, taking notes for the podcast, and I'm watching this guy. I'm like, this guy can barely walk. I mean, like, he walks like, I'm literally writing the words, this guy can barely walk. As I write that, he falls down. Literally, as I'm writing, this guy can barely walk, he falls down. Okay, so Brandon's a bust. And then this, who's the guy, Steve, what's his name this week?
Sean,
whatever. Okay. So
yeah, me too.
We got these three losers, right?
I don't want to put Brandon in that group.
Okay, Okay, let me, because here's the point I'm proving. All right. Okay, so we got these three losers, right? Here's where I'm at with this. Okay? And God bless them. I love them all. I think they're probably all great people. Probably. I'm a bad judge of character. They might be horrible people. I don't know. But let's just say, for argument's sake, they're beautiful people.
Okay?
They shouldn't have been on the show.
Correct.
And they proved that they shouldn't be on the show. Yeah. So maybe that's proving to all these nerds watching, going, hey, if you can be on the show, I can be on the show. Well, maybe that's proving, hey, if they can't, I can't. Don't send a freaking tape. I don't want you on my show. If you're beautiful and you're real, send a tape.
Yes.
Especially beautiful.
Okay, that's my Johnny. But here's the thing. People, America will accept you. America accepted me. If you're real and you're a real person, you know, people are going to embrace you.
So I think, Randy, you got a chance. Like, if you do
it. Yes.
You know, my former co-host got on.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah. She went to one of the auditions at a bar.
Yeah.
And they asked her a question.
Who was it?
What's her name?
Michaela.
No, my former co-host was Kate Rim.
She was on Survivor?
No, she got... She went through the thing. She answered a question kind of the way
It's all about the casting couch, brother.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the couch. It wasn't the couch. They asked her if you could bring X amount of luxury items.
Vicodin?
And she said a picture of her daughter,
okay,
a bottle of Jack Daniels,
sure,
and a sex toy.
Okay.
They said, how soon can you get on the plane?
Yeah. Yeah, they asked me. They're like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "I want an ounce of weed, a carton of Marlboro Lights, and like a mullet wig." I didn't.
We weren't even offered the question.
Yeah.
And they said, the cigarettes, you're out, but the other two, you would have been in.
Yeah.
I think
and for the record, nobody smoked. It's horrible. So this is a long, this is 23 years or 20 years ago today.
I have a tip for the show for casting. We should film it inside the Golden Corral. We can see if Randy can make it all the way through the line twice before the chocolate fountain runs out of some liquid chocolate.
I like that.
Because he's aged a little bit since his first audition tape.
That's something good. Yeah. The fact that you would go to a Golden Corral would cast you. I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, they have the sneeze guard. I think that's gross. Oh, that's
protection? Safety?
Well, no. Only time I wear... if I go to dinner in Philadelphia, I wear a condom. But otherwise... Is there no? I'm not even doing the latest.
Talking about your hometown.
now it's my hometown. Let's hit a break and we'll talk about my hometown when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Dupler from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship teams up with Joe Weider's Olympia Friday, November 3rd at the Orange County Convention Center as Dave Redneck Mundell puts his title on the line against Doug Cold Red Coltrane. Plus, Julian Let Me Bang Lane knuckles up with Marat Lord Pitbull Kazgan. Also, Crystal the Rugged Beauty Pittman versus Jay Nasty, Jordan Roslin, and many more Bare Knuckle fights. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Rocky Balboa. Here, talking sports with Randy Harris. Hey, yo, I got the whole family over here. I got, yo, Adrian, Coffin Lincoln, yo, Butkus. Hey, yo, man, how that sound, man? I don't want to sound like a Kentucky Fried Idiot.
All right, we are back, but you notice how we didn't say no Pauly.
Yeah, Pauly. Rest in peace to Pauly.
Yeah, R.I.P.
But can you mourn Pauly? He's already had a tombstone.
Oh, did Pauly from Rocky die?
Yeah, he died last week.
But he's had his own
last tombstone night?
For years. Last week.
Oh, I didn't know. So Paul Heyman, you know, the wrestling manager, the special advisor or special counsel to Roman Reigns.
Right.
One of the greatest managers of all time. Oh, I am echoing like crazy.
Did I do something?
Did I do that?
No, you made it back in just in time.
Okay, so Paul Heyman.
Yeah, so Paul Heyman, every birthday I send him, we happen to be friends, of course.
Nice.
One scumbag to another. I don't know if either one of us are bragging about it or claim the other. I claim him. I'm pretty sure he claims it. Bad company, you know, or whatever. Anyway, I send him the happy birthday, Paulie, from the robot. I send him that gif on his birthday.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice.
And Paul Heyman is okay.
Yeah, no, Paul Heyman's fine. I didn't know about Paulie from from Rocky. So
I saw a video of Paul Heyman. He was doing a meet and greet and asking questions, and somebody yelled Chris Benoit's name.
Yeah,
and he stopped what he was doing, and this is why I love Paul Heyman.
Sure,
he stopped what he was doing. He said, "Why would you yell that?"
Yeah.
And then they yelled back and forth, and he said, "Three people died that day. Two had no say in it. So if you're yelling Chris Benoit, F you."
Yeah.
And went back, and I'm like, I like this dude.
Oh yeah, no, he's amazing. I did Survivor, I did Pearl Islands, and I came back and did Survivor Fans versus Favorites. And in my the contract they sent me, it was just like, you know, you can't do any events or anything while the show was airing, until the final episode of the show, you know, from then to then. And so I just took a Sharpie and I blacked out the entire paragraph. And so, you know, I signed it and I sent it back. And they're like, "Hey, there's a problem with your contract." I'm like, "Really?" And they're like, "Yeah." They're like, "You have an entire paragraph like blacked out with like Sharpie or something." I'm like, "Yeah, I did that." And they're like, "Well, that's the rules." And I'm just like, "Well, then I'm not coming." And they're like, "Well, will you at least agree until you're voted out?" And I'm like, "I don't love it." And they're like, "What ends up?" It was only one episode, so they're just like, you know. So we reluctantly made the deal. Well, of course, Johnny Fairplay, not one to honor any contract or anything. I host a viewing party in New York.
I have
Paul Heyman host it. He does his Heyman hustle outside there, and so you know we're doing the deal. And like the whole time, like Heyman's just like, he goes, "Do you think this is gonna get you some heat, brother?" I'm like, "Probably." He goes, "You should get really high right now." I'm like, "I feel like you're right." so you know, as opposed to legal counsel, I chose to just get really high and go for it. So
you're not employed now. It's
I feel like
good
I should do the same thing. I feel like that's my game plan.
You should be my friend Janet.
Let's talk about Survivor for a second. Okay. And as Joe fan, sitting at home saying, "I could do this."
Yeah.
He can drive a limo really good, though.
Oh, my God. He's better than the limo.
What do you tell those fans about Survivor and about the whole process that you guys went through?
What I like to tell people is... the process that...
What kind of feedback do you get on that Survivor question?
Yeah. There's a lot. So we keep our mics by... the girls keep the mics like by their necks. The guys keep them by their balls. So there's so much feedback.
There you go.
It's really...
Okay.
The process is really involved. I mean, you send in this in a tape. And what I tell people is
Don't give them all the goods.
I won't.
Okay.
They got to come tonight. They'll get all the goods tonight.
Yes, you get. Yeah, we'll tell you tonight.
Short and sweet. You go out. They talk to you. They interview you. They do all kinds of exams on you, and then you don't.
Mostly rectal.
Yeah. I guess I'm never going on Survivor.
$20
is $20.
Or maybe you are.
You get a bunch of shots in your arm, and then you have no idea if you've made it for months.
What's the word? I know when I was doing my audition process, what they say, 20 gets you Chachi, 50 gets you Fonzie.
So. Okay. So going back to the shots thing.
You weren't ready for that one.
What did they do during the COVID era? Like, where they did they acquire vaccines? Like, did people have to do it if they were?
I was before COVID.
You were.
Yeah. But we know, like, post COVID, they're all vaccinated.
They're all vaccinated, and they'll quarantine. A lot of them have the quarantine.
So there's a 14 day. I think there's a seven. I think there was like a. I may be wrong, but
probably.
Probably. Rumor and innuendo. Actually, I think the first season post-quarantine was, and once again, maybe talking out of church, don't care, 14 days in the U.S. quarantine, 14 days in Fiji quarantine, and then that's why they dropped it down
to
20. And that's why they dropped it down to 26 days, because they're already invested
the
that much.
The 26-day thing came out of film production.
Yeah, that's a production thing.
They during COVID, they could get a season in with a finale, another season in with a finale. They got caught.
Including quarantines.
Quarantines. Yeah. They got caught for Winners at War. They had to do the finale over Zoom, if you remember, because of the 39-day schedule.
Yeah.
Because of the 39-day schedule. So once they found out, they could fit two seasons in the same contracted time period you understand?
Right.
Two finale.
Two full
season. Without a finale.
And you got the Fijian tax breaks.
Yep.
You got the resort that works with them. You got Fiji Air that's promoted. Like, it's just like, are we filming Survivor for like $12? Is that? I mean, because I don't know if you saw that dude Carson, who sucks. Ooh, shots fired.
I like Carson.
That's great. But they haven't made a new puzzle in 15 years.
Yeah, that's true.
What was the hardest thing being on the show?
Glad you add being.
I love this guy. I think we're going to Hogan's tonight.
You absolutely should.
For me, and I believe for most survivors, is the cold. It's at night. You prayed it didn't rain because you didn't have dry clothes at night. I only had a few sets of clothes, and you prayed. You did we went on national TV in our underwear so we could keep our clothes dry back at camp. Because we knew it was going to rain. You didn't care. It's the rain and the cold from the rain.
And Janet walking around in a thong the whole time.
I didn't care.
Who knew?
Since this is supposed to also be a sports show, sports fans, are you guys fans? Of-
I'm in three fantasy football leagues. I don't know what I'm doing. So I will say this. So I'm doing upcoming appearances. So I'm in Charlotte this coming week. And me and Jax are doing. We're filming promo videos tomorrow. So I have my. I have a Panthers cap, and I was just like, no. I'm gonna rock the PD Pablo 12-inch vinyl record. I'm a vinyl collector. I have over 5,000 vinyl records.
What?
So I was just like, I brought the PD Pablo vinyl to promote the Charlotte show for next week. So we're gonna film that reel, and then the next week we're in Chicago. And so every season of fantasy football, I either buy my number one draft pick in one of my leagues or one of my higher draft picks just to get a new jersey.
If you don't like the first draft pick.
Well, I mean, I got Eckler in a lot of my leagues last year, and I bought the powder blue, the Eckler jersey. So this year I got him in a couple leagues. So I'm like, okay, so I got Justin Fields. So I bought one for me. I got one for my lovely fiance.
You're the guy who bought that one jersey.
Here's the beauty of it. So I buy it, and you know, this guy is like the king of 12 fantasy football points, you know, week after week. And I'm just like, this guy's not even going to finish the season. Then he gets 44 fantasy football points on the Thursday night game. I get my jersey the next day, of course, because so that means I can't wear it that week. Because, you know, the game's already been played. So the next week, I have a wrestling gig in North Carolina. So on Sunday, so I'm just like, well, I'm not going to wear my jersey now. He gets sacked, four times the first quarter with the hands screwed.
Right.
Yeah. So I brought that jersey to promote the Chicago show. And then for the Cincinnati show, November 30th, I have a Bengal, I have a Burrow white Burrows jersey, which I was going to rock the white Burrows jersey, but no, I did the Cincy black Joey Votto jersey.
Joey Votto, the comedian?
No, the Cincinnati Reds.
The baseball player. Oh, the baseball player.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll still make the call.
We'll connect you with one of the Bengals.
A friend of mine plays on the offensive line.
Ours.
No.
Friend of ours.
Alex Kappa used to play here in Tampa.
Okay.
Guard up in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'll call him.
Okay.
We'll try to get you a jersey.
Yeah. Okay.
Wear a good one.
And the opposite side of him. I watch no professional sports.
Oh, no, that's not true. You told me earlier that you kind of like sports ball.
And she did a knife throwing.
Did that not narrow it down? Sports ball. Your love of sports ball, or your kind of like of sports ball?
Yeah, but and my whole life I was a coach for a million trillion years, a swim coach, but I don't like professional sports.
She doesn't watch, like, she is literally like, so
she's too busy running.
Well, no biking. So Janet told you, like, she just did a 500-mile bike ride over 7 days, right?
Yeah.
So we were talking last night, and my fiance is talking to her friend. She's like, we're hanging out with our amazing friend Janet. We love her. We love her husband too. It bothers him that we love him too. And Janet is just full throttle all the time. She, like, Janet will literally tell us, she'll go, guys, I've just been going at it too hard, like too much. I took the day off. I only did 15 miles today.
No, it was 21.
21 miles. She took the day off.
I'm tired just listening to it. As a matter of fact, let's hit this break. It may be the last one ever from Tournament to Pizza.
Oh, well, there we go.
So we'll be right back.
And I got to show Johnny something really, really cool.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bobby Flay, and you're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Bingo Jetta Rhino. Not Bingo Jetta. Bingo Jetta Rhino.
Yeah, Bingo Board's right behind us.
Yeah, so we can play Bingo. What,
picking Monday nights was a
tonight's the night to win.
It
just don't look for the cash out.
Yeah. So, yeah. You just won this restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. You get to pay all the bills and work here every day.
Do you guys collect anything, any memorabilia?
Yeah,
whether it's Survivor or outside of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tons. What were we talking about before? I was going to...
The Motorhead?
Oh, yeah, the Motorhead. So, real quickly. So, Steve, your amazing limo driver and producer.
Yeah.
He drove or was with Motorhead. So whenever I was in Portland, Oregon, there is a barcade called Ground Control, and it's one of the greatest barcades on the planet. Like they were the first to get Killer Queen, which was this 10-player deal, and their pinball deal was insane. Every time Motorhead was in concert in Portland, Lemmy would go to Ground Control.
He approves the story,
and it was just like everyone plays for free, and he would pay for everyone's pinball and arcade games.
Many truck stops. Many truck stops is what he said.
Oh, can I tell you a good story?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, like,
just keep it clean, but
so Jimmy Buffett, whenever he was in town, he would hit Jack Shacks, whatever town he was in concerts for. Like, he wouldn't leave the door cracked, but he would always go to a Jack Shack to.
Nice. Well, 5 o'clock somewhere.
So if you ever really want to meet Jimmy Buffett, just check the Yelp review for the Jack Shack in that city.
Yeah, I've never seen him. Man.
Matt missed out.
I never saw him.
Too soon?
No.
Okay.
Too soon.
Well, I don't know. Jimmy was too soon.
but I got to trump your arcade story.
Please.
Because Randy's daughter got engaged at a local arcade.
True.
They have the same kind of setup as every vintage arcade. What's the name of it?
I don't remember.
I just paid for it, brother.
But here's how smart my soon-to-be son-in-law was.
Yeah. To have you pay for it?
No.
Cut the grass.
We'll tell stories off the air. But he proposed to my daughter in front of my favorite pinball machine. It was an arcade game. It wasn't a pinball.
Okay.
What was the game?
Qbert.
Okay.
So were you happy about this proposal?
Yeah.
Okay. Did anyone catch the four? Like, please slow-mo that and get the four-second delay.
All right, hold on one sec.
Okay.
No father really, truly wants their daughter ever to get married.
Well, what if they're marrying Johnny Fairplay?
No father wants their daughter.
It's true. So I got a good story for you on that. So my son-in-law is from Ireland, and from the county that he comes from, it's the heaviest Irish accent even in Ireland. So he goes to my husband to ask him for our daughter's hand in marriage, and my husband has no idea what he's saying, and he just says, He comes to me and says, what did he say? I said, he just asked for Jesse's hand in marriage.
Is that still a thing? Did you ask for the hand in marriage? Did you go to your beautiful fiance's husband?
I did. Wife,
husband?
Wife, husband, father?
No, I did.
You
and
did.
It was like our schedule's been insane because like I filmed House of Villains, I've been doing Survivor viewing parties, we've been traveling, and we knew that the upcoming Survivor tour is coming up. We had the purple carpet for House of Villains. Like, everything's been insanity. So I found like one little sliver of opening here in Clearwater, Florida, 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
So because my fiance goes, if you were to propose to me, know this. If you do it at a rock concert or at a sporting event, the answer is no, and do not ever ask me again. But if you know me and love me, know this. I love the beach, I love no waves, and I love clear water. And I'm like, got it. Literal Johnny Fairplay, because I'm a dumb guy. Clear water, Florida. Okay. I contact the Wyndham Grand. I got the presidential suite. on the balcony. I did the whole marry me thing with the flowers and all that. So 6 weeks ago, I prepared, I proposed, and look right there, 3.09 carats.
Wow.
Boom. Who knows who wins House of Villains?
Wow.
I mean, Johnny Bananas ain't buying engagement rings right now.
but her father co-signed on.
But I had a brief window because all this happened so fast. I had a brief window to ask her dad. Like, her dad came over for this other family emergency. I was like, hey, can I show you this John Riggins signed Redskins helmet I have out here?
A John Riggins.
I do have a John Riggins signed helmet. Yeah.
Back
when
the Redskins were
when
really
they were the Redskins.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can say that, but that's okay.
Well, we did.
Okay, fair enough. It's fine.
We're Redskins
here. Yeah. So we go outside. I was like, hey, I know this is awkward. I know this is kind of last minute. And I know I told you I was going to show you my John Riggins signed helmet. It's over there, but I need to talk about something else. Can I ask for your daughter's hand in marriage?
Wow.
And he goes, well, Johnny Fairplay, you kind of caught me off guard here. I would like 24 hours to think this over. And I was like, all right, fair enough. I'm Johnny. Wow. Listen. As you said, what father doesn't love his daughter?
Right.
Number one, first and foremost. Sorry. Number two, Johnny Fairplay's asking.
I need 24 hours.
I need 24
maybe
hours.
48. Maybe 48.
Oh, in the meantime, once all this came out, yeah. I was so mad at the two of them.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't tell
it. We got
the exclusive of People magazine, so we couldn't say. Because we were saving it for the red carpet.
I had like three glasses of wine.
Oh, yeah.
And I call him up.
Yeah, she got a promo on
him.
She cut a promo on me, brother. She cut a promo. So he texts me back that night. Later that night, he goes, "Can you talk?" And she's, you know, I'm in bed with his daughter. I'm just like, you know, so I'm just like, ignore, leave on red. And so the next morning he calls and I got up before her, and I was just like, hey, he goes, Johnny Fairplay, I got a couple things I need to say first. And I was like, sure, please. And he goes, just know that Was it the first husband or second husband? The first, whatever. One of the husbands never asked. Okay, the other husband asked. I guess semi in which at the wedding, her dad walked her up there and is like, you know, do you give this woman, you know, to, you know, sorry. So her dad walked her up and then turned around and sat down. And everyone assumed for years that he
approved.
Oh no, that he just forgot to do the whole gimmick. And so he goes, just know this, I did not forget. I did not give him permission.
Wow. Big. That's big.
I like that. I'm going to use it.
We FaceTimed her mom and dad, you know, I was just like, yeah, like, you know, I explained to her as a proposal, like, you know, so eventually he's just like, he goes, Johnny, you know, this is difficult. However, he goes, I do approve and I do give you my daughter's hand in marriage.
Nice.
So I told her, like, before I proposed, I told her all that and it meant everything in the world to me. And so we FaceTimed her parents afterwards and her mom is just like, I never knew that. And then she's like, I never knew that. And no, apparently no. And her dad's like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I purposely turned around. I didn't give him my approval.
I like it.
But as a father of two daughters, I have
9 two.
And 11-year-old girls. My wife is Brazilian, so I know at some point they're as beautiful as your fiance is.
Yeah.
And I know at some point I'm going to have to like approve or disapprove of
just
them.
Say no.
Yeah.
What did Nancy Reagan say?
Say no to crack.
One of those.
Say no to drugs.
But here's the thing: if he says no to either one of his daughters, they won't care.
Yeah, okay. They don't listen.
Well,
to me already.
What I'm going to tell you for your girls.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Life advice from Janet. This is usually good.
You need to, as much as you want to, like punch them in their face.
Yeah. The daughter or the boyfriend?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Honestly,
well,
both.
You're not allowed to do one.
The daughter. You're allowed to hit the daughter.
Janet can.
If you hide under the word sparring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, and I live this at 64 years of life here. You need to embrace them and whoever else they're bringing in, and then it will turn around to your favor eventually. I promise you, I've lived it. And I've been like, oh my God, it works. you can't. You're going to lose your daughter or your daughters, right?
Yeah.
You're going to lose your daughters because I got news for you. You're the most important man in their life.
Right.
They won't tell you that.
Yeah.
But you are.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
I was.
No, don't believe that. Because my daughter's at 34 and 36 years old. That man is the most. Yeah. Trust me.
You know how to not lose a kid back when
Steve was my first daughter I ever had.
He's beautiful.
Look at the blonde fall.
It's the hair.
Yeah.
It's the
regardless of everything you feel inside.
Now Randy, his daughter had a date and he ended up having a barbecue with a bunch of UFC fighters. Yeah. They're all just hanging out, right?
Yeah. No, my friends aren't UFC fighters. They're reality stars. Different night.
Different person.
I apologize.
The guy pulled up to take his daughter on a date, and all these UFC fighters come out. Like, hey, where are you going with this?
Yeah.
It stopped the date.
Yeah.
It definitely stopped the date.
I have a friend of mine that I swim with. It's a US whatever that is fighter.
UFC.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah. Lee Berger. He's from a while back. He's a little bit older, and he is, crazy.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
So let's bring it back. We only have about 10 minutes. Let's talk about tonight. Let's talk about tomorrow night.
Yeah, sure.
What can fans expect? Are there tickets available? How can they purchase?
Sure.
How can they come meet us all tonight?
Sure. Start Hogan's Hangout here in Clearwater, Florida. It's tonight. VIP is 6:30 p.m. General admission is 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. And the show begins at 8, goes till 9:30. Throughout the show, we'll be doing trivia. If you are VIP, you get an autographed poster. You get some specialized autographed pictures from some of your favorite castaways. 7:30 opens up to everyone. I will start trivia for everyone in which you can win some autographed pictures, but not the ones that the VIPs got. So don't worry about that. Go VIP. And that goes till we have 90-minute episodes now, guys. It goes to 9:30. We're going to be hanging out to about 10:30. It's going to be awesome. Boom, tomorrow night, holy moly, as if my liver could take any more, House of Villains, 8:30 p.m. is VIP, 9:30 p.m. is general admission, show begins at 10 p.m., it's a one-hour show. I got Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules, number one guy in the group. I got Johnny Bananas, one of the greatest champions in the history of the challenge. We're watching House of Villains, the VIP is nuts. I was in Boston last week. It was crazy. These guys are untouchable. Well, I mean, I guess I'm kind of in the elite now. But
no, well.
Big time, Johnny. Big time.
Oh, but it's this has been the most insane ride ever in my entire life. And the fact that I tonight I'm here with Janet, and who knows if she's going to be there tomorrow night. And I'm here with my fiance. I got my buddy Dan Montrell. He does my podcast, Reality After Show, with Johnny Fairplay. He's here. I got Janet's husband, John, who is not allowed to be photographed or talked about.
Yeah.
And then...
Is he sharpening a knife right now? What is he doing?
Well, I mean...
Nice.
Johnny Friendly.
Johnny.
Halloween's coming up. Every holiday you get a present.
We have knives for sale as of 1 o'clock.
We're
liquidated.
Oh.
Liquidation sale.
Okay.
Hey, Janet, I know some things. Yes, just go take some knives. Just go take them.
Yeah.
I love knives.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night is villaintix.com. That's villaintix.com. It's at Hogan's Hangout. It's crazy. You're going to hear some stories you shouldn't hear. I'm going to have some props from the show available for some of the people there. And it's awesome. I've never been more like me and so the entire cast. We have a chat group in which we use it as therapy. I mean, I consider myself the greatest villain in the history of reality television, number one, but by far the greatest villain in the history of Survivor. And I was bothered by what happened on the show. Johnny Bananas, 24 challenges, 7 wins, 1.172434 million that he's won. He was bothered. Like Johnny Bananas has said, this guy's done 23 seasons of the challenge. He's just like, this is the greatest show I've ever done. I've done two seasons of Survivor, the grand day of them all. This is the greatest show I've ever done. Omarosa, she's done Celebrity Big Brother. She's done The Apprentice. Yeah. She's done the Trump White House. Yeah. She did the Clinton White House. Most people don't know that.
Wow.
So yeah. Ask her what political party she is. She says, "Let me see your checkbook."
smart lady.
Yes. She said this is one of the greatest shows she's ever done. This is insanity, folks. Like I have never been more proud. And there's 10 episodes. Keep watching. It is amazing. And someone finally goes, because everyone keeps going, they're just like, no one has gone home yet. Someone goes home in the first minute of episode 3, I promise. So be there when someone finally goes home on the show.
Interesting. So we'll tune in, we'll come out, we'll what is the one thing that both of you miss? Whether it's being out there, the adrenaline of a challenge.
What do we miss once we're out there?
No, now. Not what do you miss then.
I miss the adventure. I miss sleeping in the woods and going in the water and trying to find fish and making shelters.
We have a lot of homeless here doing that every day. You can do anything you want.
Yeah. Well, you're in St. Pete. I was going to say they don't have that in Clearwater. Yeah, that's where we are.
That's what I miss.
Take the mangroves. You'll camp out for 3 days.
Yeah. I miss that.
No, I meant when I did prior to House of Villains, if anyone had said, you know, like, would you ever do us another Survivor? I'm like, yeah. I did House of Villains. I mean, dude. Two bottles of Casamigos Reposado every day, low carb IPAs and Mick Ultras from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., unlimited wine, weed. So the one thing I missed from so for the record, do I want to go back on Survivor? No, that's stupid. You're an idiot. I don't care. I don't want to do it. What do I miss? Two bottles of free Casamigos Reposado every day is what I miss.
All right. And then before we run out of time, I guess I have to bring it up. Probably the most asked question you ever get.
Sure.
In 2 minutes, talk about the grandmother. How did you set that up? How did you think about that far ahead to do that?
So I had never seen Survivor before I was cast. And so the casting director pulled up. She goes, "You mind if I ask you a crazy question?" I'm like, "You're hot. Why not?" She goes, "You ever watch Survivor?" I go, "No, they're a bunch of losers." She goes, "I'm the casting director." I go, "That sucks for you." She goes, "I'm offering you a 1 in 16 chance of $1 million. I'm like, "Whatever." She goes, "That's it. You're on." I'm like, "Thanks, whatever." So anyway, so I'm on the show. So I order all the episodes off eBay. I'm watching the show, and she's like, "What do you think?" I'm like, "It's kind of boring. I like the real world." And she's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Three ways and hot tubs." So I'm like, "Your show kind of sucks." And I like people screaming. People screaming is really good. That's better TV. People screaming. And so I keep watching. And so every time I get the loved ones challenge, I'm just like, "Oh my god! Like, why am I crying? Because there's like a black spot where there should be a heart, and like I'm crying. So this is weird. How can I use it against these dumb people?" And so season 6, Jenna Marowska's mom is dying of cancer. And so on the auction reward, everyone loses on purpose so she can get a letter from home. What's more sympathetic than a dying mom, a dead grandma? Is it horrible? Yes. Am I a bad person? Yes. But guess what? That was 20 years ago. I have two kids now, a beautiful fiance, wonderful friends. I'm here. I can't be that bad, can I? Or watch House of Villains and find out that you were right all along.
I think it was awesome, you know, to be honest. I thought the whole thing was to think that far in advance, to think that out to me was, you know, pretty cool. And I've always said if I ever go on one of those, I don't want the letter. I don't want the phone call home. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to think about home. I want to think about what I'm trying to do. But I guess first I have to get on before I...
It helped. As I said, as horrible a person as I am, that letter, that phone call, all those things, that they mean a lot. Especially, I mean, like, now I'm a softy. Unless I'm not. Watch E! Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, and find out if I am, in fact, a softy. I'm not. I am not a softy. It just hurts saying all those words.
Well, this has been awesome. I want to thank both of you for coming out. Have fun tonight. Have fun tomorrow. Let's make more pizza for you. How about you go back and make your own pizza?
That sounds like work. I have a friend that's looking for anything. It sucks. I got $2.
I'm in survivor mode right now.
He'll go do it again.
He's gonna help you with shelter, Shannon.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm in.
Yeah. He's gonna sleep in it.
We got room. I'm there.
Again, thank you very much for coming. Have fun tonight. Have fun tomorrow. I'm gonna call Alex Kappa. We'll try to get the Bengals jersey.
Wonderful.
I'm gonna watch you and Matt ride a bike for 7,000 miles. That should be fun to watch. And we will be back somewhere. We'll broadcast somewhere next week. Yeah. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator.
Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.